好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。 欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hi, welcome to Real and Relax. I'm Al.
Hi, I'm Susan. And first, let's have a review.
上次我们说了还是有关 feet 或者 foot 的短语。
The first one is to stand on one's own two feet.
站在你自己的两只脚上就是要独立自主。
不要依赖别人。The second one is to throw oneself at someone's feet.
这两个 oneself 和 someone 是不同的人，就是拜倒在别人的石榴裙下，或者是溜须拍马。
对，一个是肯定，一个是否定的含义。The third one is to be swept off one's feet.
还是两个。一个是飘飘然，另一个是昏昏然，
晕掉了。The last one is don't let the grass grow under one's feet.
别让你自己的脚下长草，那就是不要停滞不前，找点事儿干吧。
对，不要浪费时间。
上次我们还提到一个句子，就是改掉困难是不改掉习惯是比较困难的。
It's tough to kick a habit.
Good. 我们上次还说戒酒这段时间，我们说可以把它说成是 on the wagon，
on the wagon
如果又破了戒了，
off the wagon，
fell off the wagon，
fell off the wagon。
Now let's begin the new part. The first part is something you can't understand.
Okay, the first one is to pull no bunches.
Pull 是推
拉
拉
拉，对。
No
bunches 就是否定。Bunches, B-U-N-C-H, punch, 这是拳击的感觉，对吧？这个 to pull no bunches 的意思是说，就是毫不保留，就直抒胸臆，直接把心中的想法告诉别人，毫不保留的告诉别人你的看法。
知道了。
Let's hear a sentence. When I saw my brother Joel, I didn't pull any bunches.I told him to stop drinking and go out and find a job.
当看见哥哥 Joey 的时候，就毫不保留的对他说，别再喝酒了，还是出去找个工作吧。
因为 bunch 不是打别人吗？ Pull 是因为收回来，对吧？如果 pull no bunches 就是直接打出去，所以就是把心里的东西告诉他，
毫不保留的告诉别人你的看法。
Yes. The other one.
I pulled no bunches when I went to see the auto dealer who sold me such a lousy car. I told him he ought to be ashamed to charge so much for a car that had so many things wrong with it. No, he didn't give me my money back, but I sure felt better afterwards.
这个人说，那个汽车商卖给我这辆车毛病实在太多了。我去看到他的时候，毫不客气对他说，卖这么次的车给我还收那么多的钱，你竟然感到害臊。虽然他说他并没有把多的钱还给我，可是说这些话就要感到很痛快。
Feel better.
Yeah, so the first one is to pull no bunches.
直抒胸臆，毫不保留的，或者说毫不客气的指出别人。
对，告诉你心中真正的想法。Well, the second one is straight from the horse mouth.
Straight from 是什么？
直接对。
From the horse mouth 就是从马嘴直接来的。
对。
What's that?
从马嘴来的消息呢，就是你听到的消息一定是真实的，因为这消息的来源十分可靠。
那马和消息又可靠又有什么关系啊？
我想可能是因为原来是那个马是交通工具了吧。
可能在最早的时候没有汽车，人们依靠马来作为主要的交通工具。所以马还是十分可靠的，对吧？
So I guess so. Let's see. I tell you, I know for certain that Lisa will be promoted to manager. The boss told me himself. So it's straight from the horse's mouth.
这句话解释得很清楚了，因为是从经理的嘴里直接得来的消息，所以 it's straight from the
horse's
mouth.
Good. 再来举一个例子。
I say, did you hear that Sally and Bob are going to get married? Honestly, I'm not joking.
I heard it from Bob's himself, so it's straight from the horse's mouth.
当然啦，从新郎那里听到的消息说他们两个要结婚， so that is straight from the horse's mouth.
嗯，消息绝对可靠。还有就是说这个马，我记得有一个叫 horses。
horses。
嗯，就是常识，马的知识常识，所以说这个马还是很大家应该都知道的，或者是十分可靠的。
horses 就是 common sense, common sense。
对
okay. OK, the third one is no holds barred, 或者是 holds no barred, 这是来自摔跤运动、no holds barred 是指不顾对方的面子和情绪，毫不迟疑地把自己的想法说出来。
哦，又是一个直接直抒胸臆的。
对，但这个好像可能会不顾及对方的面子和情绪。
OK, let's have an example.
My wife and I had a real no holds barredBard talk last night about all the things wrong with our marriage.
Oh, 昨天晚上这两口子毫不留情地谈了谈，把婚姻中所存在的问题三七二十一地说了个清楚。
Yes, that's right. 这个 no holds barred, B-A-R-R-E-D, 它是一个双写 R 的，也可以形容那些政客们之间进行的辩论。Follow one, it's just an example.
That TV debate between those two guys running for senators.Was surely a no holds barred affair. They spent more time saying nasty things about each other than they did talking about their plans.
啊，就是他们之间互相攻击，毫不留情面。这个 nasty things 就是互相攻击都不好的话，
就是互相指出对方的问题。Nasty.
Yeah, that's right. The last one. 这是一个很好的习惯应用语。想想 to let one's hair down.
Let one's hair down, 把他的
头
发弄下
来。
If it refers to a girl, I think it's good.
I think it's definitely refers to a girl. 他这里呢，就是说，如果你想留着长头发，把头发放下来，很自然的披在肩上，它的实质意义上就是解除表面的装饰，使一切显得非常自然、真实而且放松。这个，但是用的时候就不一定光用在女性身上了。
男的也可以 let their hair down.
No problem. The president has to make so many official appearances that he seldom gets a chance to let his hair down and enjoy life like ordinary people.
总统要出席许多公开场合，所以他很少有机会像普通老百姓那样轻松地享受生活。
这个用来形容那个 superstar 也完全没有问题。That's right. 或者
Sally, we've been good friends for a long time, but lately I got the idea you are very much upset with me. I wish you'd let your hair down and tell me what's wrong to make you feel this way.
对啊 ，Sally， 我们多年来一直是好朋友，可是最近我感觉到你对我好像有点不开心、高兴。我希望你能够坦白告诉我，到底是哪些事情让你这么不高兴。所以这个 to let one's hair down 也可以用在朋友之间，
坦诚交流。
对，只要放心。So let's have a rehearsal. The first one is to put no bunches.
就是直接不用
掩饰
直接告诉对方的想法。
The second one, straight from the horse's mouth.
直接从，也就是说消息可靠，直接从马嘴来的。
Yeah, that's right. The third one, no holds barred.
No holds barred 这个强调是不顾对方的情绪或者是面子，而毫不客气地指出对方的毛病。
Yes, the last one is to let one's hair down.
Let one's hair down 这个比较不错，就是要
轻松
自然，
把心里的话说出来。
Okay,
well, that's for the first part. Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，
登录 www.cooler.com。
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。
Now let's move to second part of the day. It's something you don't know how to say. 我们上次还说到，上次一直在说怎么夸人，是吧？
对。
基本上都是夸你长得年轻，你身体不错，气色不错。
对。
今天我们来说的是还是跟身体有关系，如果表示身体很好，还有一种说法就是用颜色来表示，你能想想是什么颜色吗？
Definitely pink.
Pink. Very good. 我们上次还说你看起来不像那么大年纪的。
You don't look it.
You don't look it.
You don't look it.
那说大家都这么说，我觉得我身体状况相当不错。
Everybody says so. I think I'm in the pink.
Yes, I'm in the pink. 所以我们这次重要的推荐呢，就是 in the pink. In the pink 就是健康状况非常好，脸色红扑扑的，对吧？
对，所以和 in good health 一样， in the pink means in good health.
Yes, that's right. 如果你要是因为缺勤啊，或者请病假重新上班或者上学，同学或者老师或者同事们会问你 How are you feeling today?
You can say in the pink.
别说我已经好啦 In the pink.
Pink 是粉红色，我们还跟它比较颜色相近的就是 red.
对，
我们说红彤彤，他们说粉扑扑。
Yes, that's right.
就说鲜红色 red 在英语当中是什么？如果我说 in the red 又是什么意思呢？
in the red 是跟 in the black 相对应， in the red 是说财政出现赤字啦，那就是亏损啦。
也就是说 in the red 就和 broke 有点同义了，破产了。
如果我说 I'm in the red，
就是说 I'm broke，
我身无分文，
比较可怜啊。提到这个 pink， 我们还可以说一下跟 pink 有关的说法。比如说 be tickled pink
感到高兴
tickle 本身就是高兴满足的意思 be tickled pink 可能人一高兴脸色就会比较好吧，
会笑吧。
比如说you will be tickled pink to know that your donation will help feed quite a few hungry people。
你要知道
这个句子很常见啊。
对，首先是 donation D-O-N-A-T-I-O-N， 现在大家都要Donate something for the poor、
yeah.
and hungry， 就是如果你可以捐款的话呢就很好，就是说你要是知道你捐的钱可以让很多饥饿的人吃饱，你会非常高兴的。
That's right.
Tickled pink, huh?
还来说一下 in the red 是财政赤字，如果说 see red 又是什么意思呢？看见红色，
看见红色，
想想这个用在什么地方，什么地方会有红色来，必须由它出现才能这个事情才能开始或者结束。
I guess I have no idea.
蹦蹦蹦，
可能是斗牛吧。
噔噔噔噔噔噔噔。Is that? I have no idea.
I have no idea. 斗牛。
斗牛 see red 就好比牛看见斗牛士手上的红布一样，要大发脾气。所以对激怒自己的人就说 I'm seeing red.
I'm seeing red. I think the tune should be 咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚。That one.
Something like that.
哒哒哒，就是斗牛曲。
噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔。
对 ，That's one.
Okay, awesome. Hi, Al. How are you feeling today?
Oh, in the pink.
That's great. How's your business coming?
Oh, well, it's been in the red lately. But once the recession is over, we'll recover fast.
You are now optimistic, aren't you?
Yes, I am. That's how I keep in the pink.
Oh, that makes sense.有道理 That makes sense.
That makes sense.
好了，这就是我们要向大家推荐的 In the pink
就是健康状况良好。
In the red.
In the red 赤字了。
See red.
See red. 哦，我发火了。
重点介绍的就是 I'm in the pink. 向大家介绍一下、
okay.
你的健康状况就可以这样说了、
okay.
Okay, let's move to part three, an interesting story.
上次我们说到 sneezing, 打喷嚏，打喷嚏怎么样？大家会怎样说 ？God bless you.
God bless you. 对，
今天我们还会说说 some other common superstition.
生活中其他的迷信。
看看他们有什么迷信。
A
person born on Sunday will always have good luck.
哦，星期天出生的人会好运。哦，但我不是哦。But I'm not.
But you also may have good luck.
Yeah.
A pregnant woman must eat the right food or she will give her child an unwanted birthmark.
先说 birthmark. Birthmark 是这个胎记，好多孩子身上都会有胎记。然后这个 unwanted 不想有胎记，就是说怀孕的女的孕妇必须选择适当的食物 right food， 所以否则的话就会有胎记。不过这个
就不像是迷信吗？
对，
不像
是。好像大家都得注意到是吧
Okay, let's go on. After a person dies, the doors and windows of the room should be opened so the spirit can leave.
这个还 make sense. 人去世以后窗子应该打开使死者的灵魂得以离开。
就可以飞向天堂啦。
Maybe. A homing dog means that death is near.
哦，如果听到狗的叫声似狼嚎 ,howling, H-O-W-I-L, 表示有人死到临头了。这个真的会在文学作品中出现。就是会有就说这个狗经常就会叫，就
学狼叫。
对，他就说哦，就开始死人了。Something like that.
Next one.A person with the red hair has a quick temper.
Quick temper, 脾气暴躁，他很容易就被点着了，就是红头发的人脾气暴躁。
那些被染了头发的人怎么办？
当然也很容易啊，这个红色一看就，我们刚才
发火
,see red, 本身就不是让就
很平静的颜色哈。
对，本来就一看到已经热血沸腾了，怎么还能 quick, 不能就 quick temper 了。
Mm-hmm. Okay, the last one.Is rising in the ear has been regarded as a sign of approaching death.
耳鸣 ,ringing in the ear, 是死亡的宣召。
耳朵发烧。
哦，这个不会太狠了。
Ringing in the ear, ringing, 就是耳朵里边呜呜的响。
不过这个可能是因为你身体上有问题，但是过去的迷信 superstition 的话就会这样说。
好的，下次我们接着告诉你怎样辨别。Okay, that's the...End of the part.
Okay, so see you tomorrow.
See you, bye.